Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of the Startup Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conaway, founder and CEO of Innovate Her KC. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about today's episode's sponsor. The Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City, Missouri is proud to support the dreamers and doers in our great city through a variety of programs, including Launch KC and KC Up. We're going to be hearing more about those in this episode. If you are in and around the Kansas City area, learn how they can help you launch by visiting edckc.com. Now, let us get to the important stuff, friends. I am extremely excited to have with us today Becca Castro. And Becca is the Strategic Initiatives Manager. I always have to like take a breath for that one. Strategic Initiatives Manager for Economic Development Corporation of KC. Becca is new to the role. And so we're going to have some fun over the course of the next 40, 45 minutes or so getting to know each other. And we're going to get to hear about the work that Becca does with EDCKC. Thanks so much for joining us, Becca.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I am really excited. You're one of those folks that I keep on seeing and hearing, even in your short time with the EDC. I've seen you around. I've seen you at events and I've seen you, you know, on email threads and things like that. And so I'm really excited to get to pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah, likewise. I feel like you're all over and doing exciting things. So
that's true. I do drive a lot. I feel like I spend like 90% of my life looking for parking. That's like my life. But let's talk about your life. And so I'm going to ask you, I'm going to dive right in, Becca, and I'm going to say, tell us about your journey.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a windy road that led me to economic development. My background is in education, curriculum design, and organizational development. And so I've worked in the classroom, taught fourth grade, taught higher education, then also worked with government organizations doing training for military.
Wow.
Yeah, did a lot of like Army, Air Force, Coast Guard training.
Okay.
Which is kind of random.
You're a little bit all over the place.
Yes, yeah. And then really decided I wanted to focus on contributing to my community. So that's Kansas City for me. And so got into nonprofit work here and was working on workforce development. And then that really got me interested in economic development. Yeah. And that led me to EDC and really working on things that will feed the economic development pipeline in the mid to long term in my current role.
Well, and it sounds like you have a lot of varied experience in your history. You were in academia and you were in education and then you were, you know, working in the nonprofit world. So tell me this, do you feel like your path up to this point has kind of prepared you for the work that you're doing now?
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny because I think when you're sitting down to work on your resume or, you know, to talk to someone about your background, you don't really realize how all the experiences have led you to where you are.
Yeah.
But in the day-to-day work I'm doing with the Economic Development Corporation, I do see, like, you know, designing a program that's really similar to curriculum design and working with entrepreneurs, you know, to grow their businesses. That's very similar to what I did with the government. And so, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I never could have charted the path and said, this is how it's all going to come
really
together.
I don't feel like anybody really could. Like, I don't really know people who are too psychic, but I love it when people's paths kind of take them down windy, twisty, turny avenues as yours has. Because I find that you're super interesting, Becca.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so let's drill down on that, though. You know, the Economic Development Council, they're a little bit like you in that organizationally you do a lot. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the core mission is really about growing Kansas City, Missouri. And so there's a couple different ways that we do that. We really work on land development, so helping developers build buildings to grow the city. And then we work with businesses to really make sure that they're happy, healthy, growing. And if there's any barriers in their way, our business development officers work to, you know, help remove those barriers or connect them with people who can. And then our department is strategic initiatives. So like I said, really looking at those mid to long-term ways that will help the city prosper. And so entrepreneurship is one of our big ones. So
sure.
If we really focus on growing those businesses that will be our next Cerner or Garmin, then that will in turn...
You want to find those unicorns for sure.
Exactly.
That is, well, and not just find them, but support and help them grow and facilitate that path, I guess.
Absolutely.
You recently, the EDC had a pretty big win, and I think it bears mentioning, but everybody in Kansas City got really, really excited about that Meta data center that they're putting in here. It's supposed to provide hundreds of jobs. You know, of course, it's always a feather in a city's cap when you attract one of the fangs. So definitely excited about that. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that looked like from the EDC perspective? I know it was a joint effort, but was your team just super excited to be able to bring something of that kind of notoriety here to Kansas City?
Yes. It's a big win. And I think if you look at just those opportunities that we have to get on the national stage and get some national attention, those are always great, whether it's attracting people, you know, that kind of see Kansas City on the map and maybe they move here and start working remotely from here you know, just really getting that attention.
Yeah. Well, I know that there are so many people. It feels like it's really Kansas City's year because, you know, we got the World Cup and we had, you know, the big Meta announcement, and we've had a few other really cool things kind of announced.
Panasonic. Well, I guess it's really Kansas side, but I mean, we're really a region.
Honestly, so for those of you who don't know, Kansas City, we have this weird geographic distinction of spanning two states. And so Kansas City, there's Kansas City, Missouri, and there's Kansas City, Kansas. And right next to each other, but there is a little bit of a divide, I would say. You know, I think that we all kind of get along well. But there's a little bit of competition. And so it's a big coup for Casey Moe to get that Meta data center. And I don't know, it's just interesting politics, but, beyond the politics, you know, that was a big ticket thing that was very sexy in the news. Like, let's talk about Facebook and Meta coming to Kansas City. But now let's talk about that entrepreneurship piece. So the EDC KC has programs in place to support entrepreneurship. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. So our program is Launch KC, and under the Launch KC umbrella, we have really two functions. So one is the grants competition that awards $50,000 grants to entrepreneurs that have tech-enabled solutions and high growth potential. And then we have accelerators. And so these are accelerators that are industry-specific, where we partner with different companies in town to further that development of tech. So we've had insurance tech, financial tech, health tech. Right now we're running our social venture studio, which is our accelerator for 2022, which is really exciting. And we do all this in partnership with the Downtown Council.
Yeah.
And so Launch KC is run by EDC and Downtown Council.
That is awesome. So talk to us a little bit more. Well, actually, I know that we need to talk about Launch KC because Launch KC has a bunch of really exciting things going on right now. But first, I want to take a little dip and I want to talk about Social Venture Studio.
Sure.
Yeah, yes. So and it's the first year that they've
had this,
It is the first year,
yep. And it's under the Launch KC umbrella. And we, in addition to Downtown Council, are partnering with Keystone Innovation District for that. And so they're really providing the space and the programming.
Yeah.
And so Social Venture Studio is an opportunity to really look at social ventures in Kansas City, Missouri. So these could be nonprofit or for-profit companies who really have in their mission to solve some sort of social, environmental, or racial issue that's affecting Kansas City and the nation. And so we have, I think it's seven companies going through that right now. They will graduate in early October. And it's just really inspiring. I mean, if you're in the Kansas City area, you should come October 6th to hear their pitches. I sat through on the pitch practice a couple weeks ago, and just even though I know all their stories, was still just like re-inspired.
It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it?
It really is. It's super exciting because it's really an opportunity, like I said, to solve a problem. And the reason they got into these or started these companies is so personal. And yet it's also a way to make, you know, good money.
Yeah.
So just kind of checks all the boxes.
Well, and I, you know, this is me being totally, this is a very selfish thing to say, but I do just have to say that in the first cohort through the Social Venture Studio, we've got a couple of innovators in there. We've got Natasha Kirsch with Epic. They do the Grooming Project, which is a workforce development program, but also a for-profit business around grooming. We've got the Prospect KC run by Shanita McAfee McBryant. She's one of our members and one of my buddies, but they actually address local food security. They do a lot to address food insecurity. And they also do, there's a component to their business that focuses on workforce development, training the community around and food service careers. And then, of course, we've got Dr. Shelley Cooper with Sure Show. So it's always when I saw the cohort get announced, I got super excited because I was like, innovator, 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 innovator. These are awesome women, badass women doing kick-ass things. So I don't know who was on your selection committee, but I have to tip my hat and give many, many claps. They did an amazing job. Were you on the selection committee?
I was not on the selection committee.
Okay.
I wasn't at EDC yet, but it was a really good group. And really, a lot of them were the ones that kind of came up with Social Venture Studio as a concept. So they were very passionate about it and excited about picking really great concepts. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's so cool. And I think, and this is something that you and I have actually briefly talked about before, but the fact is like a lot of these actually are for-profit businesses. And the fact is you can make money, you can be profitable, and you can still do good. And I think that's one of the things that Social Venture Studio is kind of highlighting for our community, like being able to build your business, like a viable, successful business on the cornerstone of community advocacy or community action. That is, it's not impossible. It is highly doable. And these are some entrepreneurs who are viewing the work that they do and the money that they make through a very community lens. And I just love it. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's great. And I mean, you know, it's exciting to be one of the first, if not the first in the nation, to really launch a studio or an accelerator that focuses on social ventures. So,
So you're kind of right now you're leading a charge. How does that feel?
It's really exciting. I mean, just to be in that space and, you know, there's so much interest in the community. In terms of funding, it really makes it easy to to do the fundraising part of that, and because people are just really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about outcomes. You know, Social Venture Studio, you are taking these businesses, these seven businesses, through mentorship and championship and like all of these really, really fantastic things. You're hopefully going to put a little bit of money in their pockets at the culmination of the program. But what are you hoping to see from the graduating cohort as you complete their cycle?
Well, I mean, so we gave them some grant money in the beginning. I believe it was $35,000 each. And then, like you said, they've been going through this programming. And so at the end, at the pitch day, they will be able to pitch to not only community stakeholders, but also potential funders. And so I think for them, they're all really looking for that little bit of money to help get them through. And I think what we've seen is as they've gone through and really talked through their model, some of them have shifted. You know, maybe they were nonprofit, now they've shifted into a for-profit model. And so just seeing how they grow after we've helped them make these different tweaks to their models is going to be really exciting.
And where are you finding the experts and the mentors to work with them?
That's been exciting too. So we have a partnership with Keystone Innovation District. And so Kevin McGinnis has really worked to provide some of the programming, but he's really pulled in a really good group of ESO leaders, entrepreneurship support organization leaders in the community. And so it's a really diverse set of mentors and, you know, supporters that have been working with these companies throughout the cohort.
Yeah, that is awesome. And are you planning on having a second cohort next year?
Yes.
I mean, I know that we're these are early days, but let's
talk about
that.
No, we just talked about it today a little bit and just confirmed that we were going to do that. And it's just exciting to start to hear already in the community different, you know, people have approached us and been like, well, this is what I'm interested in. They've kind of asked about, am I a fit for the grants competition? And we're like, well, no, but you are a great fit for the next cohort of Social Venture Studios.
Yeah.
So already getting excited about who we're going to see in this second cohort.
That, oh man, I can't wait. I mean, anytime you see an entrepreneur who has that kind of impact lens, I just, you love to see it. Now, you said something interesting. You talked about being a fit for Social Venture Studio, for Launch KC. We talked a little bit about Social Venture Studio. I keep wanting to to shorten it.
SVS.
Like, SVS. Yeah,
I do want
to
call it that.
So SVS, but let's talk about Launch KC.
Yes, the grants competition. So we ran the grants competition from 2015 to 2018.
Yeah.
And then we kind of took a break and started looking at accelerators. And so now we're thinking, why can't we do both?
Yeah.
And so we have SVS running. And so we're bringing back our grants competition and applications are open. So if you're listening and you have a compelling reason to be in the Kansas City, Missouri area and grow your business, please apply. So we'll be awarding 6 to 8 companies with $50,000 in grant money, so non-dilutive. And we're really looking for companies that have a tech-enabled solution. It could be a product or a service, and are at that point where they're ready to start growing. And they have, like I said, a compelling reason to be in Kansas City. And we will provide the grant dollars and space in downtown Kansas City, Missouri for a year for a founder and 50% of their staff. And really, we want to create a community among those founders. So they'll be able to interact with the other winners. We'll be providing programming, mentorship, the real estate.
Yeah. That well, and I think that one of the most compelling things about Launch KC, because I don't know if you know this, I'm going to let you in on a little fact, but I have actually been to every Launch KC grants competition event.
Nice.
I've been around since you said 2015, and I'm like, I guess that sounds right. but I've been to all of those events. And one of the really cool things, I'm going to tell you a little story, if that's okay.
Love it.
But I remember being in the room at, it was like the first or the second, like in a very, very early Launch KC competition night. And the MC was talking to the founders and they had kind of all given their pitches and everything like that. And there were actually two announcements in that year that the founders were going to be not just, you know, they didn't just come here to Kansas City. They were going to be staying in Kansas City because they had found that Kansas City was so friendly to startups and to entrepreneurs. And there were so many ESOs, entrepreneurial support organizations out there. And they fell in love with the city. And so not only are you developing our current workforce, but you're hopefully attracting some more of those potential unicorns for Kansas City to kind of stake a claim in, right?
Absolutely. And that's really, you know, we're really trying to grow our grants competition.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the ways that we're focusing on is creating that stickiness factor to Kansas City. So you have a reason to be here that makes sense for your business, but you're more likely to stay if you love the city.
Right.
And so how do we help you fall in love with the city? Well, you know, we're going to provide opportunities for founders to see the entertainment, the culture aspects, the historical aspects of the city that we love so much, and really get them connected in terms of a network. And so that includes the ESOs, that includes, you know, figuring out who to go to when it comes to real estate or marketing support. And so really just doing what we can to share our network to help people want to stay.
Yeah. Well, and I know so many entrepreneurs, they talk about access to capital, you know, and it's difficult. Like every single founder that I have ever, ever talked to has mentioned that as a challenge or a stumbling block. And so Launch KOC, you're giving out money. If you don't mind my asking, where does that money come from?
Sure. We get generous donations from private foundations here in town, private companies.
Yeah.
We get funding from the state and funding from Missouri Technology Corporation.
Okay.
They give us a generous donation. But I'm not going to lie. I mean, fundraising is a challenge every year. So already, you know, we're in the application phase of this grant competition, and we're already funding for next year's grants competition. Ooh. And so, yes.
You have your lives together so much more than I do. I'm like, oh, they're fundraising for the cycle out. What?
Yes, it's a challenge. But I think that's the other thing we're thinking about when we look at how to evolve this program and really make it more sustainable. And so we're thinking about different ways to create a funding source for entrepreneurs that is sustainable and allows us to really support entrepreneurs in different ways. So,
well, so talk to us about this. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you really quickly that if you want to learn more about the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City, definitely check out the Launch KC information. You can find that at launchkc.org. You can check out edckc.com, but check out this organization. You know, even if you're not in the Kansas City area, we want you to come and we want you to see what we're all about. We're a pretty cool city. I'm not from here, and I have fallen in love with Kansas City. I know that you love Kansas City quite madly.
And I'm not from here.
Yeah. So. So let us, like, if you have these preconceptions in your mind about Kansas City, let us change them. I feel like that is what you're doing with Launch KC. It's just so in line with what the EDC KC, I think your tagline, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I remember reading this somewhere, but your tagline is "Let's grow KC Mo." Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. That's EDC's tagline. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I love that because you're finding such creative ways to attack that problem. You know, and so much of it is based on that entrepreneurial innovation spirit. So I love that. Thank you for that. But just know that the EDCKC, you know, definitely check them out. You can learn more at edckc.com. They work with all kinds of businesses to locate and grow in our awesome city.
Yes. And I think really quick, just a quick plug for something else.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know a ton about it, but I know that we're also offering microloans for small businesses. So these are, I don't know exactly how much it is, but businesses that are under $75,000 in revenue. So these are like the smaller businesses that wouldn't be a fit, let's say, for the grants competition, but we do have an open window for those microloans. So go to the website and check that out.
Yeah. If you had to estimate, how many prongs do you think EDCKC is working with on that economic development piece? Like how many different programs, initiatives? It's a bunch. I feel like it's a lot.
Bunch. Well, and I just had my, I don't know if this is too much information, but I just had my 90-day review. And so just in thinking, you know, I haven't been there that long and I feel like I have a really good handle on a lot of it. And even today when we were talking, it's like other things came up that I'm not even aware of. So there's just so much that we do. We have a really strong land development, business development team, and there's just a lot of support there.
Yeah. I love that. Well, and I have to say, and you know, I haven't lived that in that many cities, but Kansas City is not the only place I've lived. But I do know that, like, I mean, I've been to like national ecosystem development conferences and like I've benchmarked against, you know, other entrepreneurial support organizations nationwide. In Kansas City, like, we have this very unique landscape. We have a very strong entrepreneurial ecosystem, like a very intentional entrepreneurial ecosystem. Cause I feel like in other cities that I've been to, it's like, yeah, we have entrepreneurial activity, but we don't have a ton of structure around it. You know, these are just things that are happening. And if entrepreneurs happen to get together and support each other, great. But here in KC, we have organizations like the EDC KC and the Kauffman Foundation and Pipeline Entrepreneurs and like all of these really strong ESOs that are designed to support one of the greatest economic drivers that any city has. I mean, entrepreneurship is the quickest, often the most reliable way for an individual to create opportunities for generational wealth, right? We know this. The data shows it time and time again. And so having that strong entrepreneurial ecosystem in place is so key. And that's why I love looking to organizations like the EDC KC. Like, this is what they're doing. You are here to help drive us forward, to create equitable access to opportunity, you know, all of those beautiful things that help a city thrive. So really, I don't even have a question there. I just really want to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And also, I mean, I think I was in workforce development before I started this job. And so I hadn't realized I hadn't really thought of entrepreneurs or companies in those first few years of their existence as being large sources of job creation. But really, if you look at the data that Kauffman's put out recently and Mid-America Regional Council, they are the biggest source of job creation, companies in their first 3 years. And so just that tie to workforce development and, you know, supporting entrepreneurs really helps to support other Kansas Cityans and getting great jobs. So,
well, and I mean, think about it. Like if you have small businesses and startups flourishing, you know, they're added to the tax base.
Absolutely.
And, you know, schools get more money and the city governments get more money. And like, I mean, it's one of those very clear situations where a rising tide lifts all boats.
Absolutely. You know? And that's really where we're coming from. I mean, we are an economic development corporation. So we're really looking at finding those next big drivers of the economy.
Yeah. So. Well, and I'm going to give you a little bit of an opportunity to brag right now, but I'm going to ask you, you know, one of the things that I've really, really noticed about the EDCKC is how tactical and strategic you are, but also how successful you are as an organization in finding those strong partnerships. You mentioned the Downtown Council, and I know that there are many, many different entities and, you know, governance parties that you have partnered with. So talk to us about what does a strong partner for the EDCKC look like?
Well, gosh, I mean, so just even with LaunchKC and what we're working on there, we have such a strong partnership with Downtown Council. And so it's everything from working together with their staff to, you know, design the judging process and, you know, scout out companies. And, you know, we're meeting with them, you know, weekly. And so that's, you know, one of our best partnerships for LaunchKC. And then Keystone, I mean, that's just another really strong partnership. And I think when different entities within Kansas City all have that goal of making Kansas City a more prosperous city, it's really easy because we're all kind of rowing the same direction. And so looking at this an initiative like LaunchKC, it just becomes very easy to work together to make it the best we can be. But EDC also works with like KCADC, so Kansas City
Area Development Council.
We speak in acronyms, so sometimes I forget what it stands for.
But yeah, same.
Yeah, definitely. Like in the land development, business development, they're working with KCADC as they try and attract businesses, and then EDC will kind of take over to support them once they're here. And so there's a lot of really strong partnerships in the city.
Yeah, we had Jessica Nelson Palm, I think. It's a hyphenate. I can't remember which order, but she was actually on the show not too long ago. She talked about how the KCADC, they're basically the marketing company for Kansas City as a whole, which I love. But I think that it's really, really important to note that Kansas City, we're very fortunate to have so many of these entities. It's not just that you exist. It's that, you know, the EDCKC, KCADC, MARC, like all of these agencies and entities, you're all so in it to win it and so collaborative. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to try new things. I mean, even like looking at LaunchKC, you know, that was an experiment, you know, that I think, and I actually remember like right around the time it started, all the ESOs were like, hey, there's a thing, they're going to be having a competition, they're going to be giving out money. But you were like, yeah, let's try it. And then found that, you know, the pandemic notwithstanding, that launched Casey the Grant competition was very successful as far as I know. You know,
well, right. And we have so many supporters, because when I started in my position, I just had a flood of emails like, oh, let me introduce you to these people, you know, Casey SourceLink. And then they introduced me to a bunch of different people, Startland. Right. And so you talk about that entrepreneurial ecosystem and, you know, how supportive it is, even just in getting me connected and asking how they can support Launch KC. And, you know, everybody's putting it out on their social media. And, you know, so it's just, it's really exciting. It hasn't been my experience in every other endeavor I've been in.
Yeah.
And so this is really nice to be a part of the ecosystem.
That must be a nice change of pace. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad to hear that, because otherwise she's going to make me a liar, because I just said all these nice things, but I'm glad to hear that it's been good. What are you most looking for over the course of the next few months, as, you know, applications for Launch KC come to a close? And remind us of the date again.
September 15th.
September 15th.
So get your application in by then.
Yes. And we would love to see many, many applications from many, many innovative, disruptive, amazing companies. We want to bring some really cool founders to Kansas City to show off. We really want to show off a little bit. And I don't even feel bad about that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Gosh, I'm excited. Well, I will say, like, one little win, like, since I've just started, the selection committee that we've formed. So the people that are going to be reviewing the applications and interviewing the founders to decide, you know, who's going to receive this funding. Like, it's such a diverse group of people and they bring a lot of experience and expertise. And so I'm really excited about that.
Am I on that list?
You were on the list.
I am on the list. You okay, good. I vaguely remember, like, sending a 2 a.m. email being like, yeah, sure, no problem. Let's do it.
Well, and that's another, I mean, it's a testament to Launch KC. I mean, I'm not necessarily tooting my own horn, but before I got here,
like,
what a great reputation the organization has, because I think I only got like 2 people out of 40 that said they couldn't do it. And everybody else was like, I'd be honored. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So we have a really good group. So that's exciting to get to work with that group and pick some great grant winners. But the other piece is the programming.
Yeah.
So January through December, we'll really be working with entrepreneurs. And I'm really excited because my background is in adult learning. And so I feel like I can bring something to this program. And what I really want to do is sit down with founders and talk about, like, what do you want to achieve during this year? And what goals do you have? And how can we help you get there? Because EDC has great connections and we have great programming partners and Keystone. And so how can we kind of curate a program for each founder that will help them at the end of the year to be able to say, this is how I grew.
Right. Well, because the founders, they tend to be very different. They're coming from very different industries. They're coming from very different backgrounds. They have different teams and
they're at a different point in their growth.
Right. So you kind of have to. Actually, I think that's where I want to go next. I just surprised myself because I had a whole direction in my head. But actually, I want to. So what are you looking for in applicants for the Launch KC Grants competition? Like, what is the ideal candidate going to look like?
I mean, I think, like we talked about, the, you know, tech-enabled product or service, and we want them to be kind of at that point, their pre-seed, seed stage, under $1 million in revenue, but we really want them to have a compelling reason to be in Kansas City. So whether your clients are here or, you know, there's industry partners that would work well for you. And then the other thing that we really want is founders who are really thinking about that diversity and equity inclusion piece. So whether that shows up in the team they formed or their policies or even the way they design their product.
Right.
We just want them to be thinking about that, and we'll support them in that, you know, through the program year, but that's what's really going to have founders be set apart from others.
And why is that important to EDC KC?
Well, ultimately, I mean, we've talked about workforce development and jobs. These are job creators. And so we want to create or help support organizations who are going to be good places for Kansas Cityans to work.
Right.
And so if founders are already thinking about that in the beginning, when they're just, you know, formulating, they're going to be a better company to work for.
Sure. No, I love that. And I think what's really important, like, most of these organizations, they might be in scaling stage, but they're not going to be kind of in that end stage, exit stage, kind of thing. So I love that you are applying that lens and kind of setting that expectation around the companies that you're going to work with, because they're going to be fairly early on in their, what's the word I'm looking for? Their trajectory. There you go. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about like diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's one of those things that kind of has to be baked in. It's not something that you can just one day wake up and be like, okay, well, we care about diversity now. It has to really be built in foundationally at all levels of your organization in order for it to really work and to be really beneficial for your employees, your team, your business. And so the fact that you're kind of getting to some of these founders early and saying like, hey, this is something that it's important to us that you prioritize this. That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Excited about reading their answers to that question on the application.
Full disclosure, I'm excited to read their answers as well. I love that so much. So what are we looking at as far as the timeline? You know, we've got applications coming due. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, they're going to run through the program. What kind of timeline are you hoping to see with some of these companies? Can you drill down a little bit more on exactly what that will look like for these businesses?
Well, so in terms of timeline for applications close September 15th, and then we'll have three rounds of judging.
Yeah.
So the first two rounds will be virtual. We'll be looking at their applications. And then if they move past that first round, they will submit a video pitch. And so round two will be assessing those video pitches. And then round three is, I think, where it gets really fun, because we'll get to interview them. And so they'll come face to face for an interview. And, you know, part of that will be the pitch. And then part of it will just be questions from the selection committee.
Yeah.
And then, so that's going to take place, let's see, through late October. And then early November, we will choose our winners and we will announce them. We're thinking right now about announcing them during Global Entrepreneur Week.
Nice, which is in November, but the exact dates escape me.
I think it's the 14th through the 17th.
There you go. That sounds about right.
So we haven't picked the exact date, but during that week. And then founders will need to be in Kansas City January, I think it's 6th. And so that's when the program really starts. So January 6th through December of 2023. They'll be working with us and have their space in downtown Kansas City.
That is awesome. I love it.
And we're going to conclude with an event, which, you know, we haven't exactly set the date for that, but really an opportunity to present these companies and their growth to the community, give them an opportunity to pitch.
Well, and to announce that they're staying here in Kansas City. Because that was actually the most exciting piece. Because I just remember being like so thrilled. And I think I want to say it was like maybe Lisa Mitchell who was presenting at that point. But like we had two startup founders who had gone through the program just stand up and be like, yeah, we're going to stay in Kansas City. And everybody got all excited. We're like, yay.
I think 61%. Okay, so let's see. Let me get into the numbers here. For the grant side, we've awarded 38 grants. 33 are still thriving businesses.
Yeah.
And 61% are still in Kansas City. So I think that that's pretty
good. Those
are
some good numbers. Well done.
Yeah, not bad. And then, you know, in expanding the program and really providing a focus on that stickiness factor, I think that that will only go up. So
that's amazing. What are you looking forward to most, like over the course of the coming months?
Yeah, getting to know the founders. I mean, I've spent a lot of time designing the different components. And so now getting to interact with them, I've started to I've had coffee with a few. And so just really understanding what they're going through, what their needs are, I think is great. I've spent the first part of my job so far really talking to ESOs and, you know, you get that perspective. But then when you talk to founders, you know, it just kind of adds to that. And so I really enjoy, you know, working with them one-on-one and kind of understanding what their needs are.
You're so cool, Becca. I can't even stand how cool you are. I'm so glad that we've had the opportunity to like sit down and talk
with
each other.
Me too.
Because I don't know, I've been looking forward to this for some time. So excuse my fangirling, friends. Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask you the human question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Sometimes people get stressed out about this. This is not intended to be a stressful thing. And I actually I think I'm going to ask you a different question than the one that we talked about.
Okay.
And so I'm going to ask you, all right, when the Launch KC program has come to its culmination and you have some time to breathe, you're going on vacation. Where are you going?
Oh my gosh.
Ha!
I love to travel. Okay. So where am I going?
And you will have earned it. So
okay. And money's like, I mean,
money's no object.
What my husband and I have been talking, we have not gone on vacation alone without the kids in some time. Like during COVID, we traveled a lot with the kids because it was just easy to hop in the car and go work from somewhere else. Sure. But we need an adult trip. And so we met in Europe actually. And so
that's a hot story.
Yeah.
So wait, we were studying
abroad and we met in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And so he actually is a Missouri boy, just coincidentally.
Oh, and that's so, fate right there. I don't even know if that's coincidence, but continue.
Yeah. So we met in the Netherlands. And so we really want to go back. We want to go back to where we studied in Maastricht. And I would love to just spend time kind of traveling around. I haven't been to Italy.
I really want that for you. And by that time, you're going to be very tired and you will deserve it.
Yes. I need to set that as my goal.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a lofty, but a very good goal to have. And, speaking of good goals, good organizations, people that we adore, once again, today's episode of Startup Hustle was sponsored by the Economic Development Corporation of Kansas City, Missouri, of whom Becca is a fine, fine representative, doing an amazing job and making some waves in your initial months. I know that that's something that I've noticed, but if you are in the Kansas City area, even if you're not in the Kansas City area, check out what edckc.com can do for you. I just said edckc.com, like that's the name of the company. The EDCKC can do for you. You can check it out at edckc.com. Definitely want to connect with these community leaders. They are making a huge difference in business and in life here in Kansas City, and they can definitely help you if you are interested in coming to the Kansas City area, taking part in Social Venture Studio or the Launch KC grant competition. One more time, Becca, when are applications due for Launch KC?
September 15th, and go to launchkc.org.
Launchkc.org.
To apply.
So definitely check it out. Apply. I know some of the experts that they have brought in the past, and I just know that there are so many organizations, so many startups, so many founders who have gotten help from the Economic Development Corporation of KCMO. So thank you for that, Becca, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Absolutely. Oh, she said it was fun. So for those of you who don't know, that's like one of my goals. I'm like, I want all of our guests to have a good time. But I also want you to have a good time, my friends. We are so very grateful that you come back to us week after week. Keep on listening. It is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to tell the stories, the real stories of entrepreneurship. We talk about the bullshit. We talk about the fun stuff. And we love to do that with you and for you. So definitely keep on coming back, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.